In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who has now ascended to you and sits in glory at your right hand, hear our prayers this evening from Verbier and send us your Holy Spirit on this Ascension Sunday. We pray together and start with St. Augustine's prayer to your Holy Spirit. He wrote this at Canterbury in 597. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my tongue and thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guide me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Dear Lord Jesus, divine physician and healer of the sick, during your ministry on earth, you showed your power and caring by healing people of all ages. Now, through your Holy Spirit, be present with us and all your people here on earth who need your loving touch. May they feel your power of the Holy Spirit with healing through the care of doctors and nurses. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord God, protector of the anxious, through your Holy Spirit, bring peace where there is fear, calm where there is anxiety, especially at this time, as we all start to return to normal life. Through your Holy Spirit, give us a renewed sense of purpose and fortitude. Protect our families and friends, and bring peace to all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord God, we seek the abundant guidance from the wisdom of your Holy Spirit. And as we have heard in tonight's second reading from St. John's Gospel, where he wrote your words, Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. From these words, written by St. John, dear Lord God, guide and help those making decisions that affect the lives and futures of all your people. We pray that they communicate clearly, truthfully, and calmly in the pursuit of your word, and that their messages are received and understood. May your grace, truth, and love be the touchstone of people setting the way forward for all of your people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, our Father, we now bring to you our own needs in a few moments of quiet and reflection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord God, Son and Holy Spirit, we started our prayers this evening with St. Augustine's words, the first Bishop of Canterbury, and we end now with today's Archbishop's prayer. May God the Father who created you guide your footsteps. May the God, the Son, who redeemed you, share your journey. May God, the Holy Spirit, who sanctifies you, lead you on. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, as our Saviour has taught us, so we pray.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.